Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to A to Z's Blog Talk Radio show. And this is Delzora Barnett, president from A to Z's. And your host today is Mr. Reggie Green. Good morning, Reggie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Reggie. I introduced your show. Yes, and you can take over from here, sir.
Okay, could you start with the prayer, Mom?
Oh, sure. So we're going to start this show with prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we ask that you would just guide Mr. Green as he conducts this show, teaching on the cycle of men or discussing the cycle of men so that we will impact the lives of any listener that is listening or any caller. In Jesus' name, amen.
Appreciate you. Welcome to A to Z's Blog Talk Show. I'm Reginald Green of A to Z's, and this is the cycle of men, too. There are many things that we have to fix in our community and in our household. Say again. Hello? Hello?
Oh, no, Mr. Green, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I sound like somebody interrupted. There are many things we men have to fix in our community and in ourselves. It starts in our households. These days, it's not cool to grow up and become a man from what I've seen. Our youth definitely emulates us and watches us. Also, these days, the internet has, these days, they market being a thug and being a criminal, kids on social media cussing, smoking. It's crazy to me what I've been seeing lately. But back in my day, you got a whooping for cussing, things like that. But these days, you get praised, you don't get disciplined. And that's a cycle that we shouldn't let it keep going on. Well,
exactly.
These days you get praised. sound like somebody interrupted. Say again.
Reggie, I just commanded exactly. You're right with your opening statement.
Okay. Oh,
I'm
sorry. But these days you get praised to become a criminal, but in reality it's all a setup for the cycle. From my situation growing up in Baltimore, when I was young, I didn't have my pops at first. He wasn't a bad man or anything. He was just in the military. He had moved to North Carolina to try to make a way out for me and my sisters. But being young, I didn't know the ins and outs of what he was trying to do. So I really had hate for my pops at first. I had thought he had just left us, but in all reality, he was just trying to make a way for us. My pops didn't take us for granted. He just had made sacrifices for our future. And to this day, we're best friends. He had taught me so much, and I'm grateful, and I've been wanting to emulate him because, to me, he's a man. If he hadn't
right,
came to Baltimore
right.
and got me, I wouldn't be here today, the man I am today. I'd probably be in jail, checked out by now, you know. That's my story, but can any caller tell me about a time that the father figure taught you something that stuck with you through life, that you carried on through life?
And callers, if you're listening, call in at 516-595-8311. But, Reggie, I would like to add to that because you're right. People do have to make sacrifices, and sometimes the sacrifices may not be the best sacrifices that we make for children as parents, but they have to be made. You got to remember sometimes when people are making sacrifices, they don't have anyone that taught them the better way to make that sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? So they do what they know is best. But the key is when you still know that the parent love you and support you and that they have your back. So they may not be there at the home every day, but they're there, they're checking in, they're a part of your life, and that's what matters. And so like you said, you know, he made a way so that he can keep you guys connected. And so that's real powerful, you know. So that's the cycle we need to continue on with as well.
Exactly, and yeah, I said that to say this. Like, what about the young men that don't have that? They have a father figure role model in the household. What about those that, you know, they grow up without a father figure, they lash out at the world, society basically throws them away, make them a statistic, you know? And for me and people that I know, it's a touching matter. You know, I have a few nephews, and recently, my sister, she don't have like any help. You know, when it comes to a father figure or the father's period, you know, she tells me they're deadbeats and things like that. But I asked her, like, you know, how did they come up? Was there a man in their household, or, you know, were they taught right? Because it's a cycle that's going on from generation to generation, and you got nephews. But, you know, like, with my nephews, they got me because of my pops, and my pops, yeah, my grandfather was the man he was, so that's a cycle that I want to keep going on through my family. So, for me, I'm going to help them, you know, so, and,
Right. And you know what, Mr. Green, for, like, for young women, it's different. Like, men, males and females are totally different when it comes to having a parent out of the household, especially a father figure, right? So what happens is a male's reaction would be that he holds it in and he may just reach out. He may connect to people in the community, gangs or other people, where a female, she's going to look to the man that's going to be in her life to be what she thought her father should be. So, and the reaction is totally different, you know, from the both of them, because females are more emotional, you know what I'm saying? And that, and it's important that both have the father figure in their life, but it's different how they handle it. And listen, if you're listening, always remember that even without your father, coming from a Christian atmosphere, Reggie, even if your father or your mother is not in the picture, God said he will provide you a father and a mother as a replacement. First, right. He's your heavenly father, so you can look to him with whatever. And he'll place a man or a woman in your life that will be that father or motherly image as well. You know, so maybe like coaches and different things that you're a part of, that person would be that person that you can look up to with that image. So don't give hope because you may not have that relationship with your biological. Just know that if you just ask God to send you someone to fill that void, they will.
Right. Definitely. And that goes to say, like, there's another side to the cycle, you know. What about the young men that have father figures around that's teaching them the wrong way of life, like showing them the wrong ways of going about life? For me, it's like teaching hate and not love, and showing disrespect and not respect. You're not telling them, but you're showing disloyalty and not loyalty. So it's like when you're teaching your sons to abuse women, you know, do drugs when things get hard, have excuses for everything that they don't accomplish or finish, you know. Maybe not out their mind, but they say with their actions. Actions speak louder than words. And kids see everything. You know, kids are sponges. They watch and hear everything. So when a young man sees his father verbally abuse a woman or his mother, he thinks it's okay and he's going to follow suit. But when a young man sees his father put hands on a woman or his mother, he thinks it's okay, he's going to follow suit because in his head, his pops can do no wrong and he's the man of the house. Another outcome could be from the kid, well, he could resent his father for doing verbally abusing his mother or another woman, or physically abusing mother or another woman, and he can resent them for that and not want nothing to do with them, like the kids that don't have a father, you know what I'm saying?
But exactly.
These are some things that's happening generation to generation. So we have the cycle of men that don't have father figures growing up, and the cycle with the bad role models in the home teaching the youth the wrong way of living.
Right. And that's why it's important that in that image with young people that they're following a certain standard of life. And so when they have the negative in the home, when they see a person being beat or a person being disrespected when they're being talked to, that, you know, somebody who on the outside looking in, for instance, say it's your niece or your nephew, right?
Yeah.
And the man that's a part of their life, you see, you know, how he's talking to not necessarily the kids, but he's talking to the parent, right, to the mom. So, for instance, your sister's boyfriend, and he's talking negative to her. That's an eye-opener that he will possibly be negative to the children as well. And so you have to intercept, not necessarily in a bad way to attack him, but you need to talk to the mother, the person who you have to connect with, to let them know, look, I'm not sure if you're observing this, but this is what you need to, you know, look at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, it takes a village, really, from what I was taught.
Exactly. And it does. It does. Yeah.
And I want to touch on some things, like with the world was going on. Like, I didn't like when for instance, like when Gucci, he had went to jail and he got his life together, got in shape, you know, living right, eating right, and people just want to down that, like, oh, he's a clone because he grew up. He really, that's what happened. He went to jail, he got his mind right, he grew up, and then when he get out, it's like society says, oh, he's a clone, he's not this person anymore. Well, he just grew up and became a man, and it's like people, they down that from when you become a man. Like if you, they say don't change, but we have to change. If we say the same, nothing will change.
Exactly. You have to be able to make changes. That's exactly right.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't feel like America wants that. And I hate the way they, like, when I go on social media and see, like, kids dancing and cussing and things of that sort, and the parents is praising them. It's crazy because I never grew up in that. You can't say the word nigga in my pop's household. You can't, you know, because that's just what, how he taught us. And to this day, I will not say that around him. Because of what he taught me. But, like, then I go on social media and see kids, they cussing niggas, this and that, you know. It's crazy. We need to nip it in the butt for it really, like, inspires.
And the key to that, Mr. Green, is that, see, sometimes it depends on where that person comes from. So when you're looking at the offset,
yeah.
You don't know the root of the person. You know what I'm saying? So just by telling them, you can't make a change sometimes instantaneously. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get to know the person and be able to reach them at the level where they are to help them to come out. So society is so very negative. They just see the outwork of a reaction and they prejudge. Instead of prejudging, we need to be able to try to befriend instead of pointing out all the negatives. Like you said, you know, you see the kids outside and they're on social media and they're cussing and parents think it's cute. Well, then that means that's a job for you with the parents because the parent is the person that's the problem. So a part of that problem has to be the, you know, of course prayer, but also communicating with the person and getting to know the person without pointing out all the negatives. Because when you start attacking the person with what you see that's wrong, then that person is going to not accept it. So you have to try to be friendly so you can talk to the person and let them see the change in you as well. Society has taken a whole different aspect to try to prejudge people too soon.
Definitely. You definitely can't judge a book by its covers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those are most of all my thoughts when it comes to the cycle of men. I feel like we just need to start like new cycles, like what I'm going to do it with my nephews. I really just took my nephew and my sister in because of, like, the things they're going through. I couldn't see her go to no shelter, not like that, as long as I'm living, you know. And, well, yeah, that just hurt my heart. So, like, for my nephews, the fathers to be like that, and I understand because they probably came from something different, like you said. I don't know the background on them, but I won't let that happen. We're going to start a new cycle with the youth that I know, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. So Mr. Green. Yep, and you know what, that's a good thing, Mr. Green, because somebody has to step in. You can't just say, well, there's no help for them because the parents are not here. But you stepping in to help your sister and her children, that's big. You see what I'm saying? So you want to, that's a new cycle. Like you said, it's a new cycle. And that's how it always should be. See, way back in the day, even before my time, families stuck together. And not saying they were perfect, but they did. They stuck together. So when the sister or mama's daughter had a bad man in her life or the son had a bad woman in life, then the family stepped in to help that other person out. So with the kids and things like that, even though they may stick with that man, the parents get jump in and the family then jump in and say, well, if you're going to be with him, we're not going to help you. They helped the kids. They wasn't going to help the man, but they helped the children.
Yeah.
You see? So you're doing a great thing with the new start. You really do to create a cycle of newness and bring back the neighborhood.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, when people have nothing to fall back on, they just really give up, you know. And that's a cycle that we have to stop, too, because I know a lot of people that are just ready to give up. I was ready to give up before, you know. But it's just you got to keep pushing.
Exactly.
You got to keep pushing.
You know, life is going to throw you hurdles. You're going to run through changes in life. Everybody, no matter how rich you are, no matter what your status is, you are going to embark on changes, situations in life that may throw you for a loop.
Definitely.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, so you got to know how to hang in there with them and not allow them to deter you from your destiny.
Exactly. You got to stay focused. And man, I had something else to speak on my notes. I was going to speak on like men raising the kids to be honorable. It's like I want to show my nephews how to do certain things that we don't know how to do. Like when I first got into the world, I didn't know certain things like when it comes to driving the car, you got to get insurance, you got to do certain things to even get the car. I thought it was just you pay a man off, you get a car, you good. Now, it's a lot of politics ins and outs with it that I didn't know that, you know, I didn't get taught. I feel like we should know that as, you know, young men coming up.
Hold on one second. Yeah, so that's a great thing, Mr. Green, when you talk about being honorable and, you know, teaching that, because without that, they won't know what to look up to. And when you said talking about the driver's license and you don't know when you get a car, exactly. Just because a person get a car doesn't mean they know all the ins and outs of it if they weren't taught. So you have to be taught that when you're going to be driving, that you're going to have to get a license, then you have to get insurance and all of that kind of thing. So you're right. Those are the things that we miss sometimes, and people forget that these kids need to know a bank account, you know, and you can't allow the school to teach your child everything. The school is not to teach your child everything. It's to partner with you to teach your child everything. School, the church, and the community should partner together to do this. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Because it's definitely going to just throw them in the world, like where we come from, you don't know everything. Like Donald Trump, they was taught to invest in certain things and stay afloat. You know, we won't talk that. We just got to, you know, get it out of the mud and start off with nothing for real, especially if you don't have a father figure, somebody teaching you something. So it's like you can't just throw that child away because of the way he wasn't taught, you know. But,
Yeah, so that's a good thing, and I think you're on listeners, you know, you have to exactly understand and hear what he's talking about and what he's saying. This cycle has to be broken, and it starts with one person for one family. You can't break the cycle for the whole country, but guess what? Reginald Green is breaking the cycle for his family, so starting with his nieces and nephews. He's breaking the cycle. So guess what? When he starts having children, he's going to be to break the cycle with his kids. So you know the cycle is going to be broken from his children, from if he's broken it from his niece and nephews. And then they'll know to not allow that cycle to happen as long as you're inputting in their life. And that's what we have to do as a people. We have to engage with our children and learn what is missing and what they need and then push forward.
Exactly. And push forward. Because it can't stay like this. Like what you were saying, we'll not have children. I would definitely know what to do and be ready for it, because I have these steps right now, like with helping my nieces and nephews and other kids, like with the things we've done with Positive Response and going to pass out toys, and I can hand that down. You know, kids like to see stuff like that. They don't always got to see the bad things. You see the good things, the positive things that the grown-ups do, not the social media things, I want to say.
Right, and the thing is, here's the thing. We can't point a finger, and I told a young lady this last night, you cannot point a finger and say that social media is bad, because it's just like anything else. Guns are not bad. It's people who use the guns. Because there are people who carry guns that are good people, and they're not out here just pulling it out. That's for their protection. They have the right to bear arms. So the same thing with social media. You have to negotiate and see what's going to work social media and what's not. With a positive male response, we use that in a positive atmosphere. We have the Blog Talk Radio Show. We have a program where we meet with young boys, teaching them ways to do positive things. We do summits in the community. So all of this is positive. But guess what? We still have some people who participate that are not positive, and then we have to recognize that and pull them out. If they're not going to join the team of being positive, then we have to let that go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so, listen,
yeah,
this has been a great episode. Reggie got 9 minutes. He's going to leave you all with 9 minutes of closing for this show.
Hello? Oh, man.
So, yeah, Reggie, give us your last, you know, your comments. You got 9 minutes left in your show. Tell
I got
them, tell them more about this loyalty.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say about that cycle of men, like the children that don't have the father figures in the home, and to the cycle of where the children have the role models in the home that teach them wrong, and then, you know, and it goes to show that, you know, the children need somebody, and I feel like, I guess the men that's supposed to be teaching them wasn't taught right, I guess I could say. But
right,
in my closing thoughts, these are my thoughts of the cycle of men. Do we have any comments or?
Well, we didn't have any callers today. We do have some listeners. And so, listeners, we thank you. Even though you didn't want to comment, we thank you for listening in. But understand the cycle of men, the cycle that continually is roaming the United States of America. As Mr. Green said, we have to learn how to stop this cycle. We cannot allow people to point and think that because you went through one thing that that's going to continue. You can stop this. And so, Mr. Green, this is definitely a powerful subject, you know, and you have to keep it going.
I will.
Give us your closing remarks, sir.
I just wanted to touch on the cycle of men. I got it across. These are my thoughts from me growing up and me seeing everything for being here for 27 years. These are the things I think we need to change as a people so we can move on, you know. And that's it.
Well, we thank you all, listeners, for chiming in to the Positive Male Response today on the cycle of men. Continue to listen up. We're on every Saturday with a new and invigorating topic. We want to thank Mr. Green for this empowering topic, and we hope that you all will take it seriously to change the cycle of men in your family and those to come. This has been Ada Davis, Positive Male Response, Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you for chiming in, and have a good day.
Dear Mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Come on.